Hachette Audio presents Turning Point, How a New Generation of Dancers is Saving Ballet from Itself. Written by Chloe Angel. Read by Casey Holloway. Introduction. The Fight for the Future of Ballet. Every day in dance studios all across America, legions of children line up at the bar and take a ballet class. This book is about what they learn there, not just about dance, but about gender, race, and power, about the value of their bodies and minds, about their place in the world both in and outside of dance. The vast majority of those who take ballet classes in the United States are girls, many of whom aspire to grow up to become the ultimate in femininity, the epitome of a very particular kind of womanhood, a ballerina. Very, very few of them, an infinitesimally small number, will achieve that goal. This book is also about what awaits those who do, what the select few who make it to the top of the ballet world experience and endure in order to live their dream of dancing professionally. Despite its widespread popularity in the United States, despite its central place in American childhood, ballet can seem a world apart, a place governed by different rules than the larger culture of the country, isolated from its most pressing problems and its overlapping crises. Certainly, the nature of ballet, its association with the economic and cultural elite, its cultivated glamour and opacity, its inescapable Frenchness and fanciness, and the almost nun-like lives that so many of its professional practitioners lead, all contribute to this sense that ballet is another world entirely. And it's true that ballet does have some very odd rules. For example, a ballet class does not end until the students bow or curtsy to the teacher and he or she bows back. Sometimes the bows are performed as an elaborate choreographed sequence, completed, like every ballet exercise, first on the right side and then on the left. It's both an odd rule and a reinforcement of the sense that ballet is a separate world, governed by a different set of laws than the world where most people live. But as the dance scholar Brenda Dixon Gottschild wrote in her
Sample complete. Ready to continue?